Roz and Mocha. And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome to episode 932 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha time. We go to the phones. Hello, Simi. What's going on, dude? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hello, good morning.
All right, Simi, what is your question for the room?
If you could change one thing from your wedding day, what would it be? And apart from saying I do, what would you change, cheesecake?
Oh, damn.
Oh.
All right, cheesecake. Wow. You need a minute? Are you choking on that water, bro? You need a minute?
Did not expect that.
Here, we'll start with you,
Oh,
Roz.
I did.
If he didn't say it, I would.
I can tell you what I would change.
Okay, yeah.
So my wedding was very small, and I would have liked to have had like my friends there and some more family, and I didn't get to have that.
Oh,
so I would have liked to have had
How
that.
Small was small?
So we had 7 people total.
Oh,
like, sorry,
I gotcha.
Sorry. 9 if you don't include us.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have had more, for sure.
Gotcha.
Roz, you have an answer? You're the most recent one to get married just last summer.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. Would I have changed anything? No, I haven't really thought about the wedding that much, to be honest with you. Because
memories, eh?
No, because nothing really went wrong, yeah. Right? Like, everything was super smooth. And I don't know if there would be anything that I would change. I think maybe, like every other human being who's ever got married, like, I just wish I could have talked to people more,
sure.
Right? But I tried. Like, I was aware of the fact of how busy I was and I wasn't going to be able to talk to people, but I sort of wish that.
Yeah.
But I had a good time. I think people had a good time, but I don't know if there was anything that I would actually change. Like, I have no regrets about any of the decisions we made. I mean, weddings are expensive. It's not like there's an option to do a cheaper version.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you sort of just have to pay what you got to pay, and that's that. But you're once you're invested in it, you just sort of let the people who, you know, you pay to do good work, and they did. So I don't really have anything that I would change, to be honest with you.
With our wedding, the only thing would be when we brought out the late night menu, snacks,
yeah,
there was so much of it left over.
Right.
And I kind of wish it was packed away and then sent with us to bring home.
That I feel the exact same way.
Right.
Thank you.
Because I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know. Sure, if the staff maybe takes it in takeout containers and take it home to enjoy. But like the very next day, we had this function at my parents' house. Like, my mom just invited a whole bunch of family and all of our friends to the house, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I wish we still had like some of those mini hot dogs or like the chicken wings or the fries, stuff like that, right?
It's interesting that you bring that up, because now I do remember I actually asked them to pack it all up and stick it in our room.
Yeah.
Right. And it just never showed up.
Yeah.
Right. Like, then Maury left with a lot of it. Right.
Yeah. Not Dick. Cool. Yeah, not cool. No,
it's such a dick move.
Yeah, big time.
Right?
Rude.
Like, so rude.
Very rude.
So rude.
Yeah, you don't do that, man.
No. Like, I had pizzas come in, like, for late night and everything else, and, like, Maury left, but he took a whole pizza with him.
Yeah.
Like,
I wasn't shy about it at all.
Your
he took
mom
the whole box.
Said I could.
It's not my mom's wedding.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not cool.
No.
Damon, Maury, what about you? Oh, wait. Are we allowed? After all this time, are we still?
No. The two things that I would change.
Yes.
I would have hired the choir, the church choir that I wanted for after we kissed. I had this idea of
just describe your wedding, because you did not get married in a hall or anything like this.
Oh,
you
right.
got married.
Yeah. So we eloped in New York under the Bethesda Terrace, which mm-hmm. was Matthew's dream,
right.
And it was beautiful.
What is the Bethesda Terrace?
So you see it in Home Alone Part 2, Lost in New York. It's like this sort of tunnel where there's like a gold ceiling right by the fountain in Central Park.
Gotcha. Okay.
What a lady with the pigeons would sleep.
No, this is when Marv steals the person's hat with his sticky fingers.
Oh, okay.
I gotcha. Where the horses were.
Oh, that Bethesda.
Yeah.
So, whatchamacallit. So I would have hired the church choir to sing the ending of Mariah Carey's Butterfly as we kissed.
Okay.
Which would have been awesome.
Yeah.
And I wish I wasn't holding a satchel in one of my favorite wedding photos between the two of us, because it's ruined because I'm holding a bag.
What kind of satchel are you holding? What does that mean?
I was holding like a over the shoulder bag with some stuff that we needed for the wedding.
Why did you leave
what
that
stuff?
On for the pictures?
So this has been a thing between Matthew and I. He is so upset that the photographer, because we're in the moment.
Yeah. Yes.
And he wishes the photographer was like, here, let me hold the bag for a second.
But maybe the photographer thought it was all part of the
outfit.
He knew it was full of like.
Bro, if I'm the photographer taking picture of two gay guys, do you think I'm even thinking about saying, can you drop the purse?
Yeah.
But it's such and then a have my
head
photo.
Have my head ripped off, being like, this ties the outfit together, yeah. And then getting into that conversation. Is? Hell no!
It was such a good photo of us leaving the hotel, ruined by a purse.
What about when? What about the guest list?
Oh, that no one was there. No, I was okay with that.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh, okay. Simi, are you married?
I wish we enforced it a little more.
Here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, Simi, are you married?
I have my engagement party in 2 weeks.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Congratulations.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
wait a minute. Simi?
Yeah, yes.
Have we had you on the show before?
Yes, I am the same one who...
Yes, you proposed to your girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
I remember you, and you had that beautiful Ali Gatti song playing in the background.
Yes.
You proposed to your girl.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was great.
It was amazing, bro. Oh, yeah, so happy for you, man.
We're doing a cultural engagement where my family asked their family for that.
Oh, gotcha, beautiful. Gotcha, well, gotcha. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your question. That was great, man. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
See you, pal. Richard says here, would you rather sneeze out glitter or cough out confetti for the rest of your life? Maybe glitter because...
What do you do more of, sneeze or cough?
Cough. So sneezing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I don't sneeze as much.
When I sneeze, when I get on a roll,
yeah.
I'll do 6-7. In a row.
Really?
Right.
It's dad.
Yeah. I do. I get like when I get rolling with the sneezes, uh-huh. It's aggressive.
No.
Like aggressive.
Mine is like once and once only.
And one of the cats talks to you when you sneeze. It's incredible. I should try and tape it one time. Like try and video it. Like if you sneeze, she could be sleeping and she just goes,
shut the hell up, jabroni. I'm trying to get some rest.
Yeah. 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 She talks to you and only sneezes. Nothing else. No other loud noise. Nothing. Just a sneeze. And then she yells at you.
Is it just one cat or all the cats get in on it?
Just one cat.
Just roasting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, I get yelled at. Right. Yeah. She's the same cat that if she's sitting on the floor, right. And then I get up from the couch to go to the kitchen, she starts running, right? And I'm like, I'm not chasing you.
Yeah. Oh, we play
like,
now.
No, I'm not chasing. No, she's terrified. Oh. She'll go like run downstairs and poke her head up the top of the stairs and be like, you still chasing me?
Yeah.
Why you gotta be so aggressive, man? Right? And I'm like, I'm not interested in you at all. Eat your yogurt and then go about your day.
Uh-huh. Who else here has a multi-sneeze
Me.
Session? You?
Yeah.
How many?
Oh, I can go like 5-6 in
a
row.
Yeah. Feels good. Oh, it feels so good.
No. Okay. So what are you choosing then, Maria? Are you sneezing out glitter or are you coughing out confetti?
I'm coughing out confetti
because I
cough less. And if I was sneezing, there'd be confetti everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Cheesecake?
Oh, I'm definitely sneezing. Sneezing is just a better experience than coughing for me.
Uh-huh. Damn overall.
Definitely coughing out confetti because I'm picturing the sneeze, like if you're in the car and then all of a sudden glitter's all over the windshield.
Yeah, but I'll tell you though, like I sneeze the most from just like allergies and if there's something in the air. I don't sneeze a lot when I have a cold, but if I had like some sort of chest cold, right? And you're just down, lying in bed, and you got a cough. Would I like to see confetti come out when I'm feeling my worst? No, that would drive me crazy.
Wouldn't it make you smile though?
No.
I think confetti would be easier to clean up as well.
Yes. You're
glitter
right.
Glitter gets stuck in your hair and then on your face.
You're right. Yeah, I may have to switch it then and say I'm gonna say yeah. I mean, I would say coughing because I cough a whole lot less.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Emma says here, if you were to switch lives with someone in the studio, who would it be? Personally, I would choose Cheesecake because he knows.
What?
Because he knows how to win.
Amen.
Oh wow!
Great choice.
Okay, thanks, Emma.
Yeah.
Great choice, Emma.
Yeah,
we've done the switcheroo.
We have before. I think that I know. I said Shem.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. Why not?
Damn, Maury, who are you switching lives with?
Roz.
Why?
I just feel like he has an awesome life. Like he has two houses.
Yeah.
He knows how to cook. Like he has
a fun car. Yeah, but you wouldn't, though. If you were in my body, you wouldn't know how to cook.
You wouldn't even know how to get to the car.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to. Yeah.
I think it's in your body.
But I assume that if I'm in your body, that I also have your brain.
No, you don't know any of the stuff that he knows.
No, you don't. It's you. It's like a Freaky Friday.
Bro,
it is you.
Can I just ask
a question? If I'm in your body, is it like a really large shirt where the skin is just hanging off my bone?
No.
No, you are, it's your personality and brain, but in my body. Have you not seen Freaky Friday? You don't know how this works?
Guys, he's excited about the in your body part of this. Yes. Yes.
Maria, do you have an answer for this?
I feel like I would go Shem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone's picking Shem, huh?
Yeah. You know what? He always drives with a shirt on, so I feel like it'd be interesting to see what would happen if I could drive with a shirt on. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
That's the first thing Maria would do. Shem would just be shirtless all the time.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to say you, Mocha. You still got to do, like, you still, you know, you got like a little kid, right? Like, you're still doing like birthday parties and school pickup, like all that. Like, you got a lot of chores. Like, if any of these guys switch with you, it'd be the busiest they've ever been. Yeah, right?
You got to put in the work.
Yeah.
Sit on the floor playing Lego and Hot Wheels. Yeah. And stuff.
Bad knees. Like, no. Right?
Singing
that's
songs
a tough
at
life.
Night so Cruz can go to bed.
Bath time.
Yeah, all that stuff.
It's a tough life.
Grace says here, when leaving for vacation, do you like to leave your house spotless clean?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
We like to clean the house, make sure it's nice. Because when you come home, you don't want to come home to a dirty ass house.
No.
It stresses you out.
No. I would even recommend, whether you have somebody regularly or it becomes like a one-off thing, I would totally recommend that if you're spending that much money on a vacation anyway, spend $150 and have somebody come and clean the house while you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're all rich like you.
No, what I'm saying is, if you're already spending thousands of dollars on a vacation, right? Get somebody to come in and do it while you're gone, because that level of clean when you get home, it's well worth the money.
Yeah.
There are things, Maury, that you piss away $150 on.
How much
absolute
did you buy?
Nonsense.
You bought a jar of teeth on eBay years ago that you still have, right?
Yeah, they're somewhere.
How much did you spend on that jar of teeth?
It was like $30-$40.
Yeah. Okay. See, there you go.
Yeah, but Matthew does a great job cleaning. We don't need to buy, like, pay somebody else to do it.
You don't need to buy somebody to do it? Oh, wow.
Before we also go on vacation, Matthew unplugs, like, the toaster and everything else. Like, he thinks there's going to be some
weird...
Because
they're going to fight? Like, they're going to come to life?
He unplugs the toaster, the coffee maker, the fridge. Like, he thinks...
The fridge?
He throws everything out. He thinks something's going to happen while we're away.
What about the freezer? That means
everything's empty. He throws, like, we use everything up before we go away, so that there's nothing
there.
But
you know how much money you gotta spend on groceries when you get back?
How do you use everything in the fridge?
First of all, our fridge is always empty to begin with.
What do you mean?
It's usually, there's nothing in the freezer except, like, Häagen-Dazs and ice cubes.
How do you not have, like, you don't have sauces or anything like that, or?
Condiments?
Condiments?
No.
In the fridge?
Vegetables, yes. We have blueberries.
But then you eat them and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, like, you don't have, like, I don't even know. Like, what the hell's in my fridge all the time? I don't, like...
Like mayonnaise?
Yeah. Like, nope. Yeah, you don't have mayonnaise?
No.
Or mustard?
No.
That's really wild to me.
Yeah.
So what do you guys eat? Or what is... Sorry, we know what you eat. What does Matthew eat?
He's doing this thing now where he orders every meal because he thinks it's cheaper than buying groceries.
Oh,
do the math.
Yeah,
he did the math, and he thinks it's more expensive to buy groceries.
No. If he did the math, he
did the math, and he's proven that it's cheaper to just order a meal.
Okay, but because he's not feeding you,
exactly.
Right. Huh. Yeah. So he's living alone, basically. Right. Do you keep your hot sauce in the fridge or in the cupboard? I saw a video about this the other day.
Oh, hot sauce, the ones that my mom, the homemade ones that my mom makes.
Yeah.
That goes in the fridge. Yeah. Yeah, actually, all of our hot sauce is in the fridge.
Yeah, I was watching the video where some guy was, like, blown away by the fact that people keep hot sauce in the fridge.
Yeah, yours?
And that hot sauce, I keep all mine in the fridge, right? But he was just like, hot sauce is go in the cupboard. He's like, nobody uses a cold hot sauce. He's like, why do you want cold hot sauce on something? Like, whether you're dipping a wing or whatever it is.
Never thought of it.
He's like, why would you want cold hot sauce?
Was there stuff in there that'll go bad?
No, not really. That's all the ones you buy in the...
That we open, it always goes in the fridge.
Yeah, same with us.
Yeah, but you don't need to.
But
right?
Most say refrigerate after opening.
Yeah, but not, like it depends. Like you can't keep it there for years, right? But I keep all mine in there. But now I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
need to?
Well, no. But I had wings the other. I made wings the other day, and what I did was I put the hot sauce in the container, like in the dish.
Yeah.
But I did that when I started making wings, so it was room temperature by the time I used it.
Yeah.
It's a much better experience. Hmm.
Dallas says here, if you could have the fanciest thing for your favorite hobby, what would it be? Example, what top-end camera would Mocha like?
Oh.
What running gear or training equipment for Maria?
Mm.
If I could have the fanciest thing for my favorite hobby.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would apply to stamp collecting.
What if you had like the rarest of stamp collectors?
No, 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 because that doesn't assist in his hobby.
No, I think it means like a fancy binder.
Yeah, like it would be something. Okay, it would be something like that. Actually, no. What Maury really wants, honestly, I can tell you right now, Maury wants a safety deposit box at a bank with a special key where he could keep his like precious things.
That would be the dream.
Yes.
Yo, there's like a wait list for that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, there's a most banks. There's a wait list.
Bro, I've been on wait list for like three different banks for like 7 years now.
Yes.
Have they upgraded yet where you just need a thumbprint to open it?
No, there's still keys.
Do you have one? I don't answer that.
No, I don't. Oh, okay. I don't. I want one though. And I asked about one, and same thing. It's just there's wait list on wait list for it.
Yeah.
But that one time when I took out a bunch of money because I bought my truck for cash, right? Yeah. And when you go into the bank, you can't just get cash that day. You have to call them like 3 days in advance because they don't have that kind of money. It's not even a lot of money. But when they give it to you, they bring you into the vault room to count it for you so they don't count it at the counter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like all the safety deposit boxes. And I was just standing in there going, God, I want one of these.
And also, what's in them? What are in each one of these?
Yes.
And there's like a big table in the middle?
No, just a counter on the side. But it's what kind of secrets are in these boxes? I was very curious.
So does anybody have an answer? Like my answer, I'm into like photography and droning and stuff like that. Like I would probably want like one of those cinematic drones that they, the ones that are like, upwards of six figures.
Yeah.
I'd probably want one of those.
Don't you need a permit to fly it?
Those ones, yes. The one that I have right now is just under the limit, so I can fly it anywhere. Yeah. Although they do have restrictions in certain areas, like if you're close to an airport.
Oh, yeah. No.
Right? Like you can't take off whatsoever.
Everybody ruined that.
I took my drone out to Niagara Falls. Yeah. And I wasn't even going to go anywhere near the falls. I was like going to try to get an aerial shot of... what is it called? Lundy's Lane.
Yep.
And I turn on the drone. It turned on, no problem. Turn on the controller, the remote. And then I got this pop-up that said, you are near the U.S.-Canada border. And you have to fill out, like, there's some form. It just appeared on...
How did it know?
On the screen. Because it's GPS tracking. Wow. And it was like, you have to sign this waiver and then sign over the rights to... whatever you're doing. Yeah. And it was like,
no, thank you.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple lawnmowers that I would like to have. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I'd go running shoes.
You'd go running shoes?
Yeah. There's this pair of running shoes that I want to get that Nike makes, but they have like a metal plate on the inside of them. So when you're running a marathon, it's almost like they're not like, it's basically so that your foot doesn't bounce off the pavement as hard, but they're like meant
so
for
they
race
use
days.
Metal?
Yeah, it's like a type of plate. I don't know
what are they called?
Yeah, what are they called?
The something flies.
Not fly knit, fly ease.
Nike.
Oh, the fly knits are sick though.
Alpha flies.
Alpha fly.
Yeah, alpha fly.
Okay. Alpha.
Saw them on.
Oh, here we go.
On TikTok.
Alpha. Of course you did. the Alpha Fly 3. Oh, $284. That's not bad.
No.
All right.
But like, I want ones for like every day.
Oh, okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. All right. Shem, do you have an answer?
What is your hobby, Shem?
I was gonna just say,
what's your hobby?
Used to be singing. Is that a hobby?
No, his hobby is collecting Soap Opera Digest.
Used to be.
Now? Do you have a hobby now?
I play basketball every now and then.
Uh-huh.
Like twice a week or so.
Okay. So what would you want? So,
but like singing, too.
Yeah, right? I would say singing is probably the more consistent hobby for sure.
Oh, like a gold microphone?
I was going to say like lessons from somebody. Would that help? Right? Like lessons from a famous, like a famous singer would be amazing.
Okay, who?
Like Andrea Bocelli.
Well, the person I would want is dead. That's Luther Vandross.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That voice, silky smooth. I want to get my voice like that one time.
So who else? Who in the living would you like to have voice lessons from?
Like John Legend?
John Legend is a good answer. Yeah. You know who I want? Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Not to sing like Kelly Clarkson, because who can?
Just tricks.
But just tricks and breath control.
Great vocal
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good answer. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see here.
Wow, Maria said shoes that are very affordable. Like, dream bigger, girl.
I don't know.
I mean, I said
like
binder.
$12,000
Okay, but aside from running, I would say if it had to do with like my other hobby, which is skincare and makeup, I would have like, oh my God, the most high-end mirrors, a big wall with all the products,
there
and unlimited gift cards,
now
Sephora.
Maria
now
wants to live inside of a Sephora.
I'm about to start a new hobby.
Which is
like clay making.
Clay making?
Like pottery.
Oh, so pottery then.
I have a pottery class this coming Saturday.
Are you making the clay or are you just...
No, I'm going to make a cup.
Okay, so you're not making the clay.
No, I'm doing the pottery.
That's hard, man.
Yeah.
That is like, that's hard work. So what do you want to make?
I'm going to make a teacup.
One teacup?
One teacup.
To put his peanut butter in the celery.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Ann, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Good, how are you? Good.
Doing great. What is your question? Welcome to the podcast, by the way. What is your question?
Okay, so don't hang up on me, Mocha, but my question is...
Hold on. Yeah?
Don't hang up on me, but my question is, and I don't mean this in a rude way, but did you really think that you were going to win the rap / song battle with Shem? Did you forget that he was the king of lyrics and songs with the monthly recap?
Oh, yeah, damn. He did. He did forget. That's a great point.
Ooh. Damn. Did you think that Shem was going to respond?
I did not.
You did not.
No. You know what?
Yeah.
I kind of figured he would. I didn't think he would respond in 24 hours.
Right.
I thought it was going to take much longer. And then he came back with that mid-ass song. Right?
That got all the votes.
Yeah.
I believe it's like 73%.
Huh?
Yeah. Last time I checked.
Bro,
let's go ahead and check her out.
Come on. Like, when you have your whole...
Maybe do a round two.
You can't claim the W when you get your whole church congregation out there voting, when you sent out that mass message on WhatsApp to all your family and stuff, being like, yo, please vote for me.
I know. So I had a church guy knock at my door.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard Shemroy Cheesecake? You may know him as.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're raising awareness because right now he's embroiled in a rap battle, and we could use your support. Can we count on you for your support?
Just click vote right here.
God bless.
Firstly, if anybody from my church came to your door, they'd be like, "Ooh, child, let me ask you something."
No, it was definitely. I think they hired out because it was a white guy, right?
They don't want to seem sus.
Yeah. It was definitely a white guy. Definitely.
And you're the best. I hope you got the answer that you were looking for.
Wait, but you didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
Well, I already know I won. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right.
And between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Okay. I'm going to say Mocha. But Roz, you have come very close to Mocha over the last couple of years.
Years?
I've listened for a very long time.
Like, I've come close over years.
But still, see, I'm just out here. Just like, stay winning.
So in your mind, what I'm getting from this is that there is no way that I will ever overtake.
No.
Never.
Maybe.
After years of listening, what would I have to do to overtake Mocha to become your favorite?
I don't know. I mean, like, your book really... put you all the way up there. Before you used to be Mocha, no brainer, but now it's a really close call.
Okay, so I'm guessing that the one thing that I should maybe focus on in order to overtake Mocha is less me.
No.
Right?
That's exactly what it is.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say it, but that's interesting. What you meant.
It's interesting.
Thanks, Ann. Love you.
It's an interesting take.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Another question to get to here. Chris says, if they relocated the radio station closer to where Mocha lives, would Roz move up there?
No, I'd quit.
And we will end on this question.
Wait a second.
Question.
Hold on. Okay.
Would you move up?
No.
Up to Aurora?
No. Oh, my God.
Why not?
No.
It's beautiful up there.
No.
You would love it, dude.
You'd have more land.
You would love it.
No. No offense to anybody who lives there, but to me, that would be giving up.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. That's not for me. That life is not for me.
But you never leave the house.
What's it? Suburbs are not for me.
But, dude, you would be...
I am city or country.
You would be secluded.
No.
But this is where... So Maria lives like 10 minutes from where I live, right? Yeah. You get the best of both worlds.
How long does it take for you to walk to go and get milk if you're out of milk?
Oh, I'm not walking. I got to drive.
That's exactly why.
I could walk.
How long does it take? There and back.
Oh, God.
It would take at least like 25 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm three houses, right? You know what I mean? I'm three houses.
And didn't you used to walk barefoot?
And yeah, I did. And the traffic is terrible and all this stuff. And don't get me wrong. Like, I am like so angry right now with this city for what they've done and how they've decided to tear everything up. And it's made my life a living hell. Right. But that said, I am like city or country. I'm not suburbs. Like, I don't have that suburbs thing in me at all.
But when you're at the cottage, how far is the milk?
Well, it's the country, though. I have to drive to everything.
So it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing because when I'm in the country, I have zero neighbors, right? I don't have to go and pretend to like the guy who lives across from me in the cul-de-sac, right, and wave to him.
You don't do that downtown.
Right? No, I don't because it's a city and my neighbors are always turning over. It's a bunch of rentals, right? Yeah. I don't have to know anybody. But no, in the suburbs,
you don't
want to
be involved in like the neighborhood
the
group
community?
Chat?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. And Vaughn, don't you have a communal mailbox where you have to walk like two blocks to get your mail?
Do you have a super mailbox where you live?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hell
no. Then definitely no.
I'm in Aurora,
not
Vaughn.
No,
suburbs have that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all have that.
No, that's not, it's not for me. I don't like the suburbs. There's something about it that.
Well, we don't want you anyway, jackass.
Well, you just said, okay.
You're not invited.
Oh, now I'm definite. Hold on here.
Chris, what?
I'm going to look up some real estate.
Yo, there's a house on my street that's for sale.
How much?
Same. Huh?
How much?
3.5.
Cash. Cash. Don't even worry about it.
Would you move into Maria's neighborhood? She said there's a house for sale on
How much is that? How much is that one?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you didn't check?
No, I just see that it's on sale. I judge it by the...
Do you never talk to your father? Because I think he knows.
No, I just read it on the outside. If I think it's ugly, then I go, it must be nothing.
Okay.
And I like, keep walking.
Nothing. Like, what do you mean?
Okay, so the rating on the house that's for
What would
sale,
you pay for?
I don't even know what anything sells
but
on
what,
my street
But
for.
What would you pay for? What would you pay for?
No, but what's the rating first? I need to know what the rating is.
Yes.
Ugly landscaping.
Okay. So what would you pay for it?
If I had to pay for an ugly landscaping house?
Yes.
Under a mil.
Okay.
That but does not...
I know you can't buy anything for
How
that.
How much under a mil?
I don't know, like eight.
That does not exist anywhere, Maria.
Yeah, well, in my head it does.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. And this is all because of the landscaping?
Yeah, so ugly like, outside, ugly inside.
But you know, we're talking about a house, not Maury, okay? So,
oh my God.
No, I had to, Maury, I had to. I'm sorry.
That's a good one.
Okay, so wait a second. But you're talking about bushes, right? Like
No, but like even like I would the way I think landscaping too, I think of like the window frames.
That's landscaping?
To
landscaping.
Me, it's all together. It's the outside is, if you can't
fix So you're
just
looking at the overall look of the front of the house.
Appeal.
That includes the landscaping and the way the house looks.
Yes.
Okay. The bricks aren't landscaping.
Whatever. You had to put them together. It's a type of landscaping.
No, it's not.
That's curb appeal.
Landscaping. You got to do it to get a building.
No. What about the shingles?
The what?
Shingles.
The roof?
The shingles.
Oh.
Is that landscaping?
Oh my God. Well, it's, I don't know. It's shingling, apparently.
What about the trusses?
But before we had this conversation, was it landscaping?
It was roofing to me. Okay. The roof is different than the rest.
Okay. There. Now we're getting somewhere. But everything from the road to the roof is landscaping.
Yes.
Okay. Glad we cleared this up.
Thank you for listening. This has been... very educational.
Yeah,
episode
I learned
932
a lot.
Of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha. You'll see a photo and or video on Instagram once a week that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. Get your questions into us there. And two of you will join us on a future episode. Feel free to share this this episode with anyone who you think may enjoy the Roz and Mocha Show. And thanks for listening.
Damn.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.